It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been the pretty lights that glistened in the silent night, or maybe just the stars so bright that shined above you. The midnight ride upon a sleigh, the countryside all dressed in white, that crazy snowball fight. It could have been the steeple bell that wrapped us up within its spell. It only took one kiss to know it must have been the mistletoe. That made me love you. On Christmas Eve, a wish came true. The night I fell in love with you, it only took one kiss to know it must have been. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the falling snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been
Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter night that was so deep. No. This star drew nigh.
heart. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Three religious leaders are using a Christmas Day message to call for peace in South Sudan. Pope Francis, the Archbishop of the Anglican Church, and the ex-moderator of the Church of Scotland are urging rival leaders of South Sudan to maintain a pledge to form a coalition government early next year. Nearly 400,000 people have been killed during Sudan's civil war. Authorities in Florida say three adults were killed in an apparent murder-suicide on Christmas Eve while four young children were inside the home. Lakeland police say the children were safely removed from the house after the shooting. Here's Captain Ed Kane.
Upon arriving on the scene, became apparent to them that there were three adult victims inside the residence that had apparently succumbed to gunshot wound injuries.
Kane says all four of the children are believed to be younger than 10 years old, and they are in safe hands right now. Tech companies are stepping up efforts to tackle misinformation ahead of next year's U.S. presidential elections.
Twitter says it's identified and removed nearly 6,000 accounts that were part of a coordinated effort by Saudi government agencies and individuals to advance the country's geopolitical interests. Separately, Facebook says it has removed hundreds of Facebook accounts, groups, and pages, some of which use profile photos generated by artificial intelligence and masqueraded as Americans. The efforts followed revelations that Russians bankrolled thousands of fake political ads during the 2016 elections. Wagner reporting.
Democratic presidential contender Michael Bloomberg has cut ties with a contractor that used prisoners to make some calls for his presidential campaign. The Intercept reports that the campaign contracted a New Jersey-based call center that used Oklahoma inmates. More at townhall.com.
The holidays should be the best of times, but it feels impossible with this credit card debt.
I know Christmas isn't about the stuff we buy, but it's terrible to not have the freedom to take care of the ones I love.
I can't do anything this year because I overdid it last year.
All I want to do is be able to relax and enjoy the holidays and not worry about credit card debt.
You might be having these thoughts right now.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and waiting for your call so you don't feel this way next Christmas.
One call and you can get started to financial freedom. Find hope to live your life and the holidays out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your credit card debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
With the timing of his Senate impeachment in limbo, President Trump is lashing out at House Democrats. Here's Ed Donahue.
Speaking at his private club in Florida, the president focused on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
Pelosi is holding back on transferring to the Republican-controlled Senate the two articles of impeachment against the president. There are issues about format of the trial and whether witnesses should be called.
We have the majority, and it's up to Mitch McConnell. And we have the majority, and now they want McConnell to do wonderful things for them. I mean, he's going to do what he wants to do.
The president is expected to be acquitted in the Senate. He sees this as an opportunity for vindication. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president is scheduled to remain at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida through the holidays, returning to Washington in early January. News and analysis at townhall.com. In Australia, there's been some temporary relief in areas ravaged by deadly wildfires, but oppressive conditions are expected to return this weekend. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says fire season has a long way to go, and many firefighters are still out there protecting their communities.
I thank them for their service, and I thank all those volunteers are supporting to keep them out there. And I thank their families for their forbearance. It is a time which should be a family time. And I want to thank all of the employers that are out there.
More than 12 million acres of land have burned in Australia the past few months, killing 9 people and destroying nearly 1,000 homes. Clashes are continuing in Hong Kong between police and anti-government protesters, some of the protesters wearing Santa Claus hats. In the latest skirmish, protesters smashed shop windows and the police responded with tear gas and the arrests of a number of people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire, and it's getting hard to steer. Speeding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops. I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. As I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway. Cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. so cold and alone on Christmas Eve in battle zones, around the world with no cards from home. I watch over the soldiers at Christmas. I was there for the wounded and the battle scarred, held up high like a guiding star, reminding them of the heroes they are. I watch over the soldiers at Christmas. Watch over the soldiers at Christmas. I'm the American flag, full red, white, and blue, and their fight for me is tried and true. Freedom is my gift to you. Watching over the soldiers at Christmas. World War I.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pray for them on Christmas Eve that they'll come home again to see this blessed. I watch over the soldiers at Christmas.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of
spirits by thine eye. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my life long wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for
grown-up Christmas list.